The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome everyone to the 14th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I hope you are all coming into this podcast open and ready, because this is going to be one of the hardest episodes I've ever had to do. My name is Jonah, and I am your host for this season. If you are new to this podcast, then welcome. We are really glad to have you here. If you are just joining us, please go back to our first episode to learn more about what we are doing in this podcast. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Without further ado, let us hop into the 14th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. In the very first sentence of the chapter, Aslan gives the command for their group to pack up their camp and move to a different part of Narnia. They all agree and start making their way to their new campsite. Peter drags behind to talk with Aslan, and he starts advising Peter about military strategies he should consider and how he should change his plans depending on the circumstances. Peter pauses and asks for reassurance Aslan will be there to help him in the moment. When Aslan responds, "I can give you no promise of that." Then Susan and Lucy walk with Aslan on their way to the new campsite. They notice he seems sad and not very engaged with the group, which causes them to be uncomfortable. When they arrive at their destination, Peter suggests they set up camp at the far side of the clearing to protect themselves from the witch's army, but Aslan says it would be of no use, since the witch would not attack them tonight. Everyone enjoys a gloomy dinner, and then decides to head off to bed. After some time, Lucy and Susan can't fall asleep, so they decide to go look for Aslan to make sure he's doing alright. They find him walking away from camp, and the two decide to follow him. They don't get very far when Aslan invites them up to join him, admitting he was feeling really lonely and sad, and he would love their company, but only until a place where they have promised to go no further. They agree to these terms and walk with him, petting his mane along the way. Once they walk for some way, they reach the stone table again, and Aslan tells them to stay just outside the clearing and out of sight. And the two agree, gazing from the bushes while Aslan walks into the crowd that has assembled there. In the middle stands the witch, holding her knife she was about to use on Edmund earlier. The witch is shocked to see Aslan there, but quickly snaps out of it and commands her followers to bind him and bring him to her. Once he is bound so tight that the ropes cut into his skin, she orders him to be shaved, and her followers shave him of his mane and fur, revealing him to be an average-sized cat with very humble features. The whole crowd proceeds to mock him for it, and Aslan refuses to respond to these calls. The witch commands that he be bound further and muzzled, causing Aslan to be hardly recognizable underneath all of the bindings they put on him. He is led onto the stone table and is laid flat. The witch stands over him, mocking him, saying she will go back on her word once he has been sacrificed and kill all four siblings instead of just Edmund. She claims she has won, and he has been the fool to walk into her trap. Chapter ends with the two sisters looking away, not bearing witness to the killing of Aslan by the witch. Yeah, I wasn't kidding when I said this part got heavy. It is in this part of the book where we see Aslan's execution by the White Witch, C.S. Lewis's analogy to Jesus' passion and crucifixion. When Aslan goes to the witch out of his own choice, we see Jesus handing himself over to the Romans, who were prepared for a fight and were ready to arrest him by force. The shaving of his mane and fur represents the 10th station of the cross, Jesus being stripped of his own robes before being nailed to the cross. His muzzle is a reference to Christ's crown of thorns, which is another way to mock someone. Ultimately, we see the result of all this abuse. Aslan is killed by the witch. Jesus is killed. If there was one chapter to solidify the parallels between Aslan and Jesus, it would be this chapter, where Aslan becomes a sacrifice for Edmund's sin, just in the same way Jesus is a sacrifice for our own. Thank you all so much for joining me on this difficult episode. This was a hard one for me to make, and I'm really glad that there is more to this story. Before starting the next chapter, though, let me pose a few questions for you to discuss with your friends and family. Number 1. Do you expect this to be the end of Aslan? What role does Aslan have to play in the next few chapters now that he has died? Number 2. How do you feel after reading or listening to this chapter? This officially marks the end of it. Tune in to the next episode for Lucy and Susan's response. Do they fall into despair? Will they end up leaving him there? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.